For a moment, the two men looked at each other nakedly. Then Morton turned his back on the man and said quietly, "Come on, let's get out of here." He walked awkwardly, almost limping with self-consciousness, to the sandbox. He stooped and lifted Larry and his shovel out. Larry began to kick and cry. "I don't want to go home. I want to play better." It became a chant as they walked, pulling their child between them, his feet dragging on the ground. In order to get to the exit gate, they had to pass the bench where the man sat sprawling again. She was careful not to look at him. With all the dignity she could summon, she pulled Larry's sandy, perspiring little hand while Morton pulled the other. Slowly, and with head high, she walked with her husband and the child out of the playground. A fight wouldn't have proved anything, Morton muttered through his teeth as they came into the street. Her first feeling was one of relief that the fight had been avoided, that no one was hurt. Yet beneath it, there was a layer of something else, something heavy and inescapable. She sensed that it was more than just an unpleasant incident, more than defeat of reason by force. She thought, if there had been something to fight for, but what else could Morton possibly have done? Allow himself to be beaten? Attempt to educate the man? Call a policeman? "Officer, there's a man in the park who won't stop his child from throwing sand on mine." The whole thing was as silly as that, and not worth thinking about. She quickened her step. She wanted only to get home and to busy herself with her familiar tasks.